Hey, witches. Welcome back to Glow Girl. My name is April, and I am so excited to be here. You guys, words can't just even describe how excited I am to be a part of this podcast. And I am so grateful for the opportunity. I am so appreciative to Star Mom Tracy White for her blessing with bringing Glow Girl back. And I am just so excited to bring all of this witchy content to you all. So let me start with a little bit about me, a little background. Many of you know me, some may not, but I have been really involved in the craft since about 2009. I say like 2009, I started dabbling in it. And then as the years went by, I just got progressively more involved. So a lot of you have heard my story on when I was a guest on Glow Girl back in 2019, that this all started with a crystal. And it is true. I went into a shop in my hometown of Rochester, New York. I live in Winter Garden, Florida now, by the way. And I just went up to the counter, pointed at this rock that I saw in a cabinet, and asked the lady to see it. She put it in my hand, and I was just forever changed. I felt its energy. It felt like this zap in my hand, like I got zapped with a 9-volt battery. And then things just kind of snowballed from there. You know, they say that, you know, when you eat a chip, that you can't just have just one. So same thing goes for crystals. You can't have just one. And that one crystal led to many, many more. And I just started using them, started finding out information about them, their correspondences, how I could use them to match the intentions that I was putting out there, how I could use them in crystal grids and put them around my home for a variety of reasons. And it kind of just started to open up other doors of practicing. So, you know, the crystals led to me wanting to learn more about herbs, and then learning more about candles, and learning more about tarot and oracle cards. And then it just ended up, you know, me trying to figure out and wanting to find out how I could use all of these things in my practice, how I could make it a practice of my own that would help me and would allow me to be on this path that I wanted to put myself on. And ultimately, that all of that has led to where I am today. I am the owner of a witch shop here in Winter Garden. It's called The Still Room. I started online in 2019, still have an online presence, thestillroomfl.com. And I wanted to share my love of things, my gifts with other people. So that's why I started the shop. And when I brought it here to a brick and mortar store, I just really wanted to bring my information and everything to my community. There wasn't a shop like this on my side of town where I live. There's a lot of great shops, you know, in downtown Orlando and, you know, throughout Central Florida. And I still love to visit them, but there was nothing over here and the community was lacking. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to create one. And that's how the Still Room brick and mortar shop was born. And it has grown tremendously. The community that we have created has just grown tremendously. You know, everybody knows that this is a safe space to be in, that you're not going to be judged for what you practice or, you know, what you want to do, if you're really, really brand new to the craft, or if you've been practicing for years. And that is the vibe I wanted to put out there when it came to this shop. And then I kind of, you know, also incorporate that into the Facebook community that I run, which is called Awaken the Witch. And I started that right when I started the online shop. And again, I just wanted a place for people to gather, like-minded people to share ideas, ask questions, learn, and just create a community. And we have members that are from all over the world. So it is awesome how things come together. So a little bit about my practice. So I do call myself an eclectic witch. So what does that mean? So that means I pull from different things that you know that resonate me. I don't follow one strict path. I can pull from a Celtic path. I can pull from a Wiccan path. I can pull from a pagan path. I can even incorporate, you know, chakra work and energy work into my practice. So I just kind of take what resonates me and formulate my practice and my craft around that. And I call myself a witch. Everybody who knows me calls me a witch as well, including my husband, which he says all the time, you know, how many husbands can call their wife a witch and get away with it? So I just see it as a way of life, a practice, and something that I want to continue to expand and grow upon. And whether you're in your just beginning stages of this journey or you are seasoned, I hope that with this podcast and the information that I can give you, that you can take away something from it. I just really want to make sure that I share what I know and I share my gifts and my information and help people along their path. So that's a little bit about me and my practice. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. February is the month of love, and you know who really deserves some love? You, that's who. There is nothing more romantic than nestling in with a box of chocolates and my new favorite mobile game, Best Fiends. I only downloaded Best Fiends a week ago, but I'm already on level 41 and I can't stop playing. All the characters are colorful and sweet, and I love helping them fight back against the slugs. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play. Whether you have a few minutes or a few hours, Best Fiends is the perfect puzzle game to unwind with because you're having so much fun. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and the more you win, the more challenges you face. New characters and challenging puzzles are added all the time, and there are tons of fun events where you can win huge rewards in-game. I'm currently playing the Valentine Delivery Challenge, and it is adorable. With the thousands of levels, Best Fiends has all the me time you need. Ready to give your brain some TLC? Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And we're back. So, you want to be a witch. How do we do that? How do we start getting involved in the craft? Well, you just choose to start. And like when people come in to the shop and they are like, I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to start with. It seems just all overwhelming. Do I need all the things? I tell them first to take a deep breath and pick something. Pick one thing that resonates with you. whether that be crystals, candles, tarot cards, herbs. Pick one thing that you really resonate with and start there. So what I recommend is once you find that thing that you want to start with, let's say you are wanting to start with herbs. Perfect. Grab some herbs, some general herbs that can get you started, like lavender, sage, chamomile, rose petals, and start learning about what their correspondences are. Start learning how you can use them in your practice. Start keeping track of their meanings and grow from there. So one thing I recommend that you do with however you want to start your practice, with whatever, you know, item you want to start with, is to learn about it. Learn about the correspondences, learn how to use it, learn how it all works. Learn how you can take what you're starting with and maybe add it to something else when you further your practice. It's all about making sure that you are informed. How do we learn about stuff? Well, books, obviously. We can go to the internet, you know, Google is our best friend, but you do have to be careful about, you know, things that you search for and find on the internet, because as we all know, not everything on the internet is true. You know, join some groups, some Facebook groups. Allow yourself to, you know, scroll through them, see if anything resonates with you, ask questions about certain things. This is how we learn. This is how we grow our practice. And really just making sure that you do the work. That's the important thing. You want to make sure that you do the work, you put in the effort, and you educate yourself in regards to whatever part of this path that you want to start on. I recommend keeping a journal. You can call it a journal. You can call it a book of shadows. You can call it a grimoire, whatever you want to call it. I just recommend that you do have something where you can keep track of your notes, things that you learn, just little tips and tricks, just kind of just a place that you can put all your information into. It doesn't need to be this elaborate thing. It doesn't need to have, you know, stickers and colored pens and artwork and everything. If you want to do that, more power to you. I am not that crafty. So mine is just, you know, books filled with writings, maybe a little bit of diagrams, but a lot of it is just my scribbling and writing down of things. So keep track of that stuff, not only keeping track of what you're learning about the modality that you're learning about, whether it's crystals, herbs, or tarot, candles, whatever. You want to also keep track of how you're doing with it, information, how you're processing it, how you are going on this journey. You know, what are feelings that pops up? Do you get, you know, drawn to learn further? What are your feelings about things that you've come across, that you've found out about, you know, a crystal or an herb or a tarot card? And see how you can put them into your daily practice. We can put our practices into our daily lives as a ritual regularly. And I'm going to be talking about how we can do that, you know, on other episodes, but keep track of that, pay attention to it. And as you start to grow, as you start to kind of reach out and pull yourself, you know, pull different things into your practice, you can, you know, have this notebook of, okay, this is what I did. This is what I learned. I liked this. I didn't like that. And just review it. I mean, we all, you know, growing up through school, you know, we took notes in classes. This is no different. Take notes. Keep track of what you're learning. You will reference it. Believe me, you will. I have notebooks, like beyond notebooks, just full of information, and I go back and reference it all the time. Do you have to have a separate notebook for every topic? Nope, you can have one. If you want to split it up, you definitely can. I tend to split my notebooks up. I have like one that's just my general catch-all, you know, notebook. And then I have one that is for tarot readings. I have one that is for just strictly recipes, meaning recipes for herb blends, oils, tinctures. I have one that is specifically for spell work. So you can do that, or you can put it all together. And if you're not somebody who wants to write, you know, in a notebook, and you want to be more digital, do it on a computer, do it on your phone. We all have notes in our phone. You can either type it in or use a voice memo, however it works for you. The beauty of this practice is it is all yours. You get to decide what you do. And with that comes opening yourself up to a variety of things. So another way that you can get started with the craft is to seek out events or meetups in your community. A lot of times your local metaphysical shops may have information on local meetups or special events. You can go to the Meetup app and find, you know, groups that host events, you know, on different days of the week or maybe once a month. But it definitely helps to kind of put yourself in with like-minded people. So here in my area, I am actually part of a coven. So it is a Wiccan-based coven. So the things that we do are, you know, based on Wiccan traditions and ritual and such. But the beauty of being a part of this coven is we all come from such different backgrounds, and we all practice different ways of our craft. And we can bring that into this coven and share our knowledge, share what we do, and then also get that knowledge and other aspects of the craft from the other members of the coven. It is really awesome to experience and to chat about and be able to have a place where you can ask questions if you're learning something new, or, you know, just pop in and say, hey, you know, I found this, you know, out. And knowing that there's other people who understand, you know, exactly why you're so excited. So having, you know, a place that you can gather, whether it's in person or virtually, where you can just, you know, find out information from each other, share ideas, share, you know, education you've learned, new books, new tarot decks. You know, it's just really great to have that kind of community that understands you, that you know that you can go to if you need any help with anything. So another way to do this, if maybe you don't have anything in your community that you know of meetups or whatnot, you know, Discord is a great place where people can hang out online, and you can create rooms, you can create chat rooms, you can, you know, put different files on there. And that's a way that you can connect with a group of people and learn. So there's lots of opportunities out there for you to really meet up with people, get out there, get to know what's in your community, and also allow for you to open up more to your practice and add more to it. So give it a try. Give it a try. And just see what happens. And if you're more of, nope, I don't want to be involved with anybody, I just want to do my own thing, that is perfectly fine too. Like I said, this practice is your own, and you can do whatever it is that you want to do with it. That's the beauty of it. So throughout doing this podcast, you know, my goal is to bring you just a bunch of different information, whether it is on, you know, spell work or rituals or, you know, certain times of the year, you know, if we're doing different moon phases, you know, just a variety of things that I want to bring to you guys to help you along your journey. And if there's something that you are wanting to know about, you know, comment on, you know, any of the posts that we put in the Facebook page or Instagram page, and, you know, let me know what you're wanting to learn about, because I have a list of ideas, but I can definitely take into account any ideas that you all have. And I am excited to see what you guys all want to learn about. So another thing that I want to do with the podcast, you know, towards the end of it, is have a card of the week, a tarot card of the week. So this is something, as you guys know, tarot is just my jam. I love it. It's right up there with working with herbs. And, you know, I was honored when I was at the retreat in Gatlinburg to be able to give a bunch of wonderful women some readings. And it's my wheelhouse. It is just where I just vibe and feel most comfortable. And I love sharing the messages that come through with each card. So I really wanted to put out a tarot card of the week, something that you guys could focus on for the week, see how it resonates with you through the week, and see how you can maybe implement it on your path and on your journey for the week. So what I'll do is I will, you know, I will post a picture of the tarot card of the week on the Facebook page and on Instagram. And then if you guys have a tarot deck at home, I recommend pulling out the card that we're talking about for the week, placing it somewhere where you can see it, you know, daily, whether it's, you know, on your nightstand or on your mirror. You know, if you want to keep it with you, you know, in your wallet, if it'll fit, or in a bag, you know, as long as you're not worried about it getting, you know, crinkled or whatnot, but just keep it someplace that you can see it regularly. So you can remind yourself of what it is, the meaning of it, and how you can work with that throughout the week. And again, I want to go back to keeping a notebook about it. Write down how you feel. Write down the card. Write down its meaning. Write down how it affected you during the week. How did you use that card? How did you use its message? How did it play out in your journey for the week? And just keep track of that. And you'll be amazed how things kind of work together as we go on this journey. So this week's card is the Hanged Man. So what does this mean? So this card is a card of somebody hanging by their ankles from a branch of a tree. They really can't go anywhere, so they're kind of stuck. So the Hanged Man is telling us that we need to take the pause. We need to stop, and we need to look at things from a different point of view. So with this being said, you know, it's hard. It's easier said than done, you know, sometimes. But when we stop, when we have to force ourselves to stop and pause and look at things differently, it can open up so many new things, so many new pathways, if we just look at things a little differently. This week, as you're going through your day to day, I want you to focus on how you can look at things differently to get you to where you want to be, And reminding yourself that when things get, you know, crazy, chaotic, just you feel like you're not on your path, you're straying from it, take the pause. Take the time to pause, reflect, and look at things differently so you can move forward on your path. Try it. Believe me, it will do wonders for you. Thank you guys so much. I am so excited to be here and to be able to bring you just all of this witchy goodness every week. And I am looking forward to the episodes ahead and the information and education that I can bring to you. I hope that you are as excited as I am. This podcast is a production of Girls Girls Media. Our music today is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Don't forget to check out the Girls Girls Community Facebook page. It is a wonderful group of women who are just there for each other and support each other. So if you're not hanging out in there, you really need to be. Check out our other podcast in the Girls Girls Media Multiverse. We have Attagirl, Her Royal Highness Stock Daddy, Family Road Trip Trivia, and of course, the flagship podcast, Girls Girls Podcast. Thank you again so much, and I look forward to... Thank you again so much for listening, and I look forward to next week. Take care, witches. Blessed be.